I am happy to welcome back to the show Chris Molinov, 1868 FC assistant coach. Chris, welcome back. Good to have you back on the show. And with the restrictions kind of easing up, how was quarantine life on you? How'd you make it through?
We still are moving forward with trying to get back to this kind of new normal and taking the steps and trying to do it, intelligently and cautiously to make sure that we don't take steps backwards, at least for my family and, you know, obviously the team, just trying to keep everybody healthy so that, like I said, we don't have to go back into quarantine as far as some of the protocols and mandates in regards to return to play for the squad.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you pick up a new hobby or anything like that during the quarantine life, or were you guys pretty focused on just making sure everybody stays in shape and gets the workouts they can get in?
Yeah, well, we get the guys working out. We send them weekly packets, and they check in daily or every other day. We also do some video sessions over Zoom, team meetings over Zoom. So we really relied on technology over the last 2 months, 2.5 months, just to make sure that we're physically sharp. And then obviously with our soccer IQ and tactically, we want to be sharp as well. So I think the guys have done a good job understanding what and why we're doing certain things. The coaching staff obviously have had to become creative. But I think overall there's a lot of good that has come out of it as far as trying to find ways to keep everybody engaged and continue to be excited that once we get the green light, we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you guys, with some of the restrictions easing up, have you guys been able to get some guys in for one-on-one training time, or is everything still pretty much at home?
You know, a lot of it is still at home. Again, we don't want to put guys in environments that we feel that could put them in harm or also in environments in which we might take steps backwards because ultimately the priority is safety of the players and then, you know, the fans and anyone else part of the organization that's physically and emotionally invested in this.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we will get into this great mental health awareness, this virtual roundtable that you guys will be doing coming this Friday, May 29th. We'll get into that in just a second. But I was curious just to know if you have heard any kind of rumblings or potential talks about any kind of return to play. I know that MLS is getting closer to return there, but is the USL, how are talks going with a return to play plan there?
Well, I know that, you know, obviously it's beyond my my pay scale, but I know that our front office and front offices across the league have been meeting regularly, throwing around different plans. Obviously, it's hard to set a specific date when you don't know where the virus is going. And, you know, obviously we've got to respect city and county ordinance, you know, restrictions and guidelines. Along with that, with a federal guideline. So I know they are putting together a plan, but obviously it's tough to say green light it when we don't know necessarily when restrictions will be eased for all the cities in which we'll be playing in.
Yeah, it is a tough position to be in. Are you still pretty confident that you guys can resume the season even if you don't get a full season in? Do you think you can still work out to some kind of season completion there with the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so, and obviously, you know, one thing that we've told our players and us as a coaching staff is that let's only worry about what we control, and you know, that's the day-to-day workouts, that's staying engaged with the video and things like that, and we just put ourselves in the best possible position to make sure that when they do say, okay, you can, you know, return back to play and practice as a team. And, you know, here's our start date. We can step onto it. And, you know, some of the other decisions, they're out of our hands. So we really just like to focus on what is it that we can do from basically like the locker room side of things, you know, the team, the strength coach and Ian as a head coach and myself as an assistant coach, what is it that we control? And that's our day-to-day routines. So that's really what we've been focused on.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're hoping that you guys can get going again because those first few games were a lot of fun to watch. But now let's get into this great event that you guys are doing this Friday, May 29th. this virtual mental health awareness roundtable. It'll be broadcast on the Reno 1868 FC Twitch stream starting at 5 o'clock this Friday. And we'll get to the guests. It'll be you and three guests, and we'll get to those guests here in a second. But how did this idea come about?
Well, obviously, since last year, you know, I haven't kept it a secret, is that I had a suicide attempt in January 2019 during the off season. I've been challenged with bipolar disorder too for about 14 years, and I've been very open about my struggles, my challenges over the last year and a half, 2 years. And I think at this point, it was all the years of hiding it is what really caught up to me. You know, now I'm very open about it. I see a therapist weekly. I have a psychiatrist. I take meds every day. You know, the big thing is to make sure that people aren't feeling like they're alone in this battle. And I think as a society, it's important that we do so. And, you know, I proposed this to the front office and to our PR side of things. And without hesitation, they said, absolutely. And so, you know, whenever you're in an environment in which difficult conversations and topics can be addressed, you know you're in the right environment. So I'm very thankful that Reno 1868 FC has allowed us and has done a great job of promoting this event, which I think is long overdue, especially in professional sports.
Yeah, and it's awesome to have somebody like you that is so open and so willing to talk about it, because I think that's one of the biggest issues, like you said, to make sure people don't feel alone, to make sure that they know it's okay to open up and talk about this kind of issues that could be affecting them on a daily basis. And since you've been more open about it, have you seen an increase in people that have either come up to you or have just said, you know, because of how open you've been, they've been able to be more open? Have you seen that, a little bit of that change already?
Yeah, I've seen, you know, some people still, you know, they want to keep certain things private, which you have to respect. But some people have come to me and said, hey, I'm glad you're doing this. I have the same challenges, or I have similar challenges. You know, how did you find your therapist? How did you find your psychiatrist? You know, and things like that. So opening up, whether it was my direct messages on social media or people that had my phone number or email, I'm just glad that they're reaching out and talking about it, you know. And I always remind them that I'm not a professional in it. Just because I experience it doesn't make me a professional. So I like to give them the resources in which I use to find those professional, you know, professionals in mental health. So every step that we can make to help someone, or, you know, and I think the bigger part of it is educate the people that aren't necessarily directed, you know, that are affected directly with it. The more they're educated, then I think the better we are as a society. You know, you go through things where it's about education, and I think these are one of those moments that hopefully we can educate more people through this roundtable.
Yeah, absolutely. The more people that know about it, the more people that can at least help or try to comfort somebody and help them find some professional help. The more the people that know, the more the better they're in that situation. And you guys have done a great job of putting some great guests together, because you talked about how this is kind of overdoing the world of professional sports. You'll have a player on this panel in Trevor Schwartz, who was a very talented collegiate star. He got some time up in Toronto in the USL and then really started to struggle with some anxiety in his professional career. Do you think that there are a vast majority of athletes that deal with this that no one really knows or expects to be dealing with this? I mean, what do you think the impact really is on professional sports and mental health?
Well, I think if you just look at from a statistical standpoint of, you know, of the population, 1 in 4, right, struggle with some sort of mental health or challenge or diagnosis. So in any given locker room, let's say you have, you know, for easy math, if you have 20 guys, you know, 1 in 4, you're talking about 5 guys in there that potentially have some challenges with their mental health. So I think it's more common than not. But I think, like I said earlier, is that, you know, there is a stigma around it. And I think it is tough, especially in the locker room, for guys to talk about it. But I'm glad, you know, Trevor is open about it with all the other guests that I have on this panel. You know, I shot out a text message to the three of them. They were the first three I thought about. And immediately they're like, of course I'm in. Like, is that even a question?
Yes, and joining you and Trevor Schwartz, well, you'll have a clinical physician, a licensed clinical physician and doctor, Sharif Zahir. Am I pronouncing his last name correctly?
Yeah, that's correct.
Then you'll also have Brett Zaleski on as well, a salesman who founded Empower of a Salesperson. How did this group come together? How do you know these guys from your past?
Well, Sharif was – I was fortunate to come across him when I was an assistant coach with the Sacramento Republic. He was actually our team sports psychologist, along with taking care of other clients and patients. You know, we built a really good relationship. I got to know him over the course of 4 years. And so he's someone that I trust and someone that is obviously professional in mental health and therapy and psychology. So that was easy to get in. At least we can get the professional side of it. You know, someone that went to school and studied it and practices it to this day. Brett Zaleski, same thing. I've gotten to know him through the United Soccer League when he was in Sacramento, kind of doing some consultation. Then we crossed paths again here in Reno. He's a guy that's been around front offices, a guy that's worked in Major League Soccer, NHL, NBA. And so he kind of approaches it from a front office sales side of things where, you know, he deals with depression and things of that nature. And so I thought that was a good addition. And then obviously Trevor Schwartz, you know, professional soccer player who has experienced anxiety and had to take a break from his playing career to address those. And so I thought, you know, what better way to get different angles, different experiences in professional sports, including someone that's a sports psychologist and a doctor that knows how to diagnose and treat that. And so, you know, hopefully with the four of us, we can address our experiences, share those stories that maybe other people can relate to, and then obviously find some professional advice through Sharif.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have done a great job of setting up a panel that can, as you say, attack this and give advice from all angles to whatever someone might be worried about or concerned about or having thoughts about. And now in terms of kind of the format of this, again, it will be broadcast on the Reno 1868 FC Twitch feed starting at 5 o'clock this Friday, May 29th. So is it – will you guys kind of do a brief introduction and then kind of open up the floor to people to ask questions, or is it going to be more kind of a presentation style and then maybe some questions after? What can fans expect?
Yeah, so we're encouraging people to get onto the Reno1868FC.com website or reach out to me on social media at Chris Balanab on Twitter and Instagram to go ahead and send in some topics and questions they would like to be covered. We want to respectfully be able to put the time into answering some of these questions and topics and concerns around mental health. And so we're actually meeting as a group of four and bouncing around ideas if there's things that are more clinical. Obviously, Sharif will spend most of the time talking about that, but it really is a roundtable. And then there'll be some opportunities for fans to type into the chat as they're viewing that we can address some of those questions. But, you know, really, we want to make sure that we're giving a lot of respect to the questions and topics in hand. So we're encouraging people to try to get us some of those questions beforehand, and all questions and topic requests will be kept anonymous, so they don't have to worry about, you know, is my name going to be shared on this panel?
That's awesome. Yeah. So again, you can go to the Reno 1868 FC website to fill out your questions, or you can reach out to Chris on Twitter personally. And Chris, thank you so much for your time. I think what you guys are doing is really fantastic. I think offering up all the different perspectives that you guys will be able to is really going to help a lot of people. And again, thank you for being so outspoken and being able to really open up and talk about this with your struggles with mental health, because I think people are still trying to understand how to be open about it and how to seek help. So I think this is really going to help a lot of people. And I'm looking forward to tuning in this Friday as well. So thank you again for your time.
Thank you, Spencer, and thank you for you know, allowing us to share this event with all your listeners, and hopefully we get people to chime in and listen to it and learn from it as well. Thank you.